Hi, this is a dictation for patient Marcus Edwards, MarcusEdwards, Marcus Edwards, date of 12/27/1974, date of service is 1/26/2022, date of accident 6/2/2021, history of the chief complaint is pain the neck, especially pain in the neck, lower back, severe pain in the left shoulder, right shoulders, pain in both legs, and muscle weakness of the left arm. History of automobile accident. The patient alleges that on 6/2/2021, around 7 to 8 p.m. he was driving alone in a Santa Fe car at 10 miles an hour, and he was seat belted. The accident occurred on west of the 7 mile and Hayden, H-E-Y-D-E-N, and Stout, S-T-O-U-T, area. He reported that on 7 mile he was pulling up the light around Hayden. And he slowed to the red light while another car came from behind and rear-ended. Due to the impact, his car veered and crossed the yellow lanes and went into the left side. And thereafter, the car was hit from front by oncoming traffic as well. And it happened so suddenly. The patient reported that the other driver was drunk and intoxicated, and he was sent to the jail. And he came out of the car to assess the damage. And he reports that his girlfriend came and he took him home on the day of accident. He reports that momentarily he lost consciousness. The air did not deploy. It was not a hit and run accident. According to him, police came on the scene and the police report was filed. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Hospital, he did not go to the hospital on the day of accident. The impact of the car is as follows. His car is completely totaled due to the accident. The engine broke, the front bumper broke, radiator broke. However, internally, everything was okay, the seat belt, turning wheel, and nothing is broken. Injuries, he don't remember hitting the steering wheel or the head at this time. And neither he remembers hitting his chest or hips, knees or elbow, pelvis or abdomen. Report that he went 2 days later to see a doctor. He went to see one community clinic where x-ray was done and later on CT scan was done. MRI could not be done him because of the issues of a gunshot in his face. He has done physical therapy extensively since the time of accident at care point. History of presenting illness. Patient reports that suffering from headaches that are frontal and in the vertex, severe, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant. There is no nausea, vomiting, or aura, or seizures. There is no sensitivity to the light or noise. Noise is still sensitive, but not to the light. Symptoms of TBI, patient report that he's not having any loss of consciousness, no dizziness, vertigo. There is no ringing in the ear. There is a loss of balance that occurred 5 months ago. He never went to the hospital. He apparently is feet locked, but not related to the brain trauma. He denies any loss of equilibrium, loss of balance, or loss of memory, forgetfulness. He denies confusion, disorientation. He denies lack of focus, lack of concentration. And he denies any incontinence of the urine bowel. He has no vision problems and no erection problems and no incontinence. He has no saddle anesthesia. The patient reports that his pain in the neck is around 7, and in the lower back it is 9. The pain is shooting down to the right thigh all the way in S1-S2-dermatome fashion and left thigh in S1-S2-dermatome fashion up to the knee only. But the right thigh is all the way to the ankle. And the neck pain is radiating to the left side of the arm to the wrist all the way, and the arm gets locked up and it is feeling weak. He has a severe pain in the shoulder around 5, right shoulder is around 5. His ability to lift the arm is reduced to 120 degrees on the left side, 160 degrees on the right side, beyond which there is severe pain. The muscle weakness is extensive to the left arm and has not improved so far. He has had physical therapy 3 times per week at Care Point Medical and 10 miles. History of allergy, none. History of family history, his mother has died but no medical problems. Father died, no medical problems. He has one brother, no medical problems. Relationship, patient is single, lives with his girlfriend. He has 8 children, 4 girls and 4 boys. Job, he was working on a stamping plant and birthday was February 16. He is expected to lift 10 pounds at least, stand for 5 hours, walk for 2 hours. He does work high-low and other issues. His lawyer is Mr. Falzon, presenting his case. Personal history, he smokes a half per day for many years. He does not use any drugs and alcohol, none. Additional history, patient denies any subtle anesthesia, weakness, fatigue, seizures. The pain overall are described as sharp, throbbing, aching, piercing, tingling, constant, worse on the morning and afternoon and bedtime. And the modified factor for the pain are pain is usually worsened by standing, walking, bending, twisting, lifting, and exercise. Improved by eating and cold, poor, and he reports of poor sleep. The pain is improved by, lying, warm shower, relaxation, cool heat, and pain medication. Patient reports that his neck and the lower back pain is associated with tenderness and a dysfunction. He's angry when he walks, when he's sitting too long. Mood is affected. And the pain usually wakes him in the middle of night. He is able to sleep only for 3 hours. And he does not feel rested. He naps all day long. The pain is completely interfering in all his ADLs that are reported next. The patient has had physical therapy 1 hour every day, 3 times per week for 7 months. He improved 50% only. He has had 2 injections in the last year with no improvement. History of past investigation and treatment. Patient reports that he has had no MRI, but CT scan was done at Clear Path Diagnostics 7/12/2021, and they are available at this time of visit. X-rays were done by Vital Community. Medications. He's tried Percocet, Tramadol, Narco, and also Naproxen. Medical history. Past medical history is positive for a gunshot wound on the face 2012. In Charleston, South Carolina, where his surgery was done, he still had a numbness of the left. And he was also hit in the back of the head by long stick when he was 38-year-old. Surgery was done for surgical injury. Surgery was done on the gunshot wound of the face, and also he had recently a surgery for left shoulder rotator by Dr. Gary Gilliard. He actually has been referred by Dr. Gary Gilliard for pain management to the advanced pain care. Mental health issues, no mental health issues. System review, positive for the following, inconstitutional, positive for trouble sleeping, and in the musculoskeleton, positive for muscle pain, joint pain, stiffness, and weakness, in neurological, positive for difficulty walking, legs, and the ADLs that are reported affected are as follows. His eating is affected to be 5, personal hygiene 7, toileting 6, bathing 7, dressing 7, walking is affected 6 to 7, using a cane. His standing is affected 8, running affected 8, writing 1, phone is 0, home chores 10, laundry 10, yard work is affected 10, vacuuming 10, opening containers 10, cooking in the kitchen 10, reaching into cabinets 10, ability to dinner plate is 10. And physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 160 over 121, pulse is 81, pulse ox 100, and temperature is 96.1. This is a 47-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and cautious. Sitting comfortably, and he's very well. Height is 6'7", and weight is 203 pounds. Does not appear to be distress or shortness of breath, but appears to be in severe pain phases. Patient appears to be severely anxious, lethargic, and he has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk and is mobile and independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, including the neurological examination, which is normal. The gait is slow, allergic, painful, and is using a cane to walk with. Musculature examination, there is a spasm in the lower part of the paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally. No trigger points are noticed. Rest of the muscles appear to have been of a normal tone, bulk, and contraction, and no clonus, fasciculation, abnormal tremors are identified. No muscle spasm, tenderness, or atrophy of muscle is noticed, and no other trigger points are noticed. In the musculoskeleton examination, on inspection, the entire spine appears to be of a normal curvature and alignment. No scars noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, or humpback. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness was present in the cervical spine and thoracic spine and lumbar spine and bilateral sacral iliac joints at C567, T3456, and L5S1 and lateral sacral iliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm was noticed from L1 to L5 bilaterally on paraspinal region with 1+ spasm and hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is limited as follows. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 30. The side flexion on the left side, it is severely limited to 10. The right side is 45. Bilateral rotation is more limited on the left side to 40. The lumbar spine range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 50. Extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 10 and hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was negative. The Sperling sign is positive. Bilaterally, especially the left, Lerner test is positive to the left. Destruction test is positive. Soto-Hart test is negative. Thoracic spine test is negative. Select is negative. In lumbar spine, Brunsky Kernick test is positive at 30 degrees. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. and contralateral egress test is positive bilaterally. Bega test is positive, CAMP is positive, BEB test negative. Sacroiliac joint, lateral sacroiliac joints are mildly tender. Standing flexion test is negative. LE compression test is positive. Distraction test positive. Faber test positive bilaterally. Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examination reveals that the patient is having issues at the bilateral shoulder joint, and the examination is dictated after this. The rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal to touch and well fused with no tender pedal edema, contusion, relation, muscle spasm, cousin, range of motion for all the joints and for both shoulders. Excellent. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The gait is slow and antalgic, painful, and patient is using a cane to walk with slowly. The examination of the both shoulders is as follows. On inspection, both shoulders appears to be normal, and the patient recently had a surgery to his surgery to the left shoulder, where there is a few scars are present. Palpation, there is no tenderness, no crepitus or clicking noise, and range of motions are limited. On the left shoulder, it is 120 degrees, and on the right, it is 110 degrees, with moderate pain beyond these degrees. Muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests are conducted. The Hawken-Kennedy test, empty beer can test, and near test speed test are positive on both sides. Anterior-posterior apprehension is positive. Drop test was negative. Carpal tests were found positive. Diagnosis. General V89.2 XXT. R6.89 R531 S09.90XA M62.830 Z79.89 CNS G44.329 Nerves M79.2 Muscles M60.9 M79.7 M62.38, ligaments M54.0, upper extremities, both shoulders, M25.511, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D, cervical spine. In the cervical spine, following findings, a diagnosis, M54.2, M50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. In the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.16, 51.4, 54.14, M54.08. In the lumbar spine, M4.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA, M48.0. Sacroiliac spine, M54.17, 53, M4328, S3.5XXA. The plan of care and treatment plan are essentially the template for Mr. Marcus Edwards. Regarding the treatment plan, physical therapy is yes, please use the template to continue. Patient has had therapy since June of 2021, and hence the physical therapy once a week is deemed to be, or two times per week is deemed to be okay. Bilateral sacroiliitis, as neck and lower neck and shoulder, mainly traction massage, therapy, gait training, horse exercise, McKenzie back program. Disability, patient with disabled in the work, housework and transition. Medications, the patient provided a prescription for the following medications. Nepro 500 twice a day to help and inflammatory effect help in healing. L-level 50 mg at night to help with the sleep. The GAD disorder help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain and help in pain relief. Melatonin 1 mg at night to help with the sleep and relieve the pain. Scissin 800 mg times a day for relief of muscle spasms. Look in gel 3% 200 m for topical pain relief. With one refill. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hours. PRN for heads 75 blades. For pain relief, narcotic analgesics, Narco 10 hour, 325 to 12 hour was provided 15-30 day supply. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psych, yes. And fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. Patient cannot get a MRI, but what I have is a CT scan that shows a herniated disc at L5-S1 encroaching mildly on the epidural space without any significant canal stenosis. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6 leading to spinal stenosis and bilateral neural foramina narrowing. The CT scan for the shoulder on the left side shows non-distracted fractured distal chromium and superior glenoid. That is pre-surgery. Now he has already undergone surgery. CT scan of the right shoulder shows a cortical irregularity, posterior subarticular glenoid process, possibly reflecting a non-distracted fracture. Number two, probably a loose intra-articular bone fragment in the inferior capsule and bony changes of the subarticular humeral and glenoid process, AC joint degenerative changes. These findings are informed to the patient in great detail. Interventional pain procedures. Based on the CT scan and because the inability to do MRI, a patient will surely benefit with a LESI, CESI, and sacroiliac injections with steroids. Surgical options, patient already had a surgery with Dr. Gary Gilliard for the left shoulder, and we recommend him to go and visit the orthopedic surgeon for a surgery on the right shoulder also. If the epidural injections cannot bring him relief in pain, then he'll be referred to a neurosurgeon also for a spine surgery. Neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Patient doesn't have very many significant symptoms. Attended care and caseworker. Patient has not reported need for any attended care at this time. Past medical records were reviewed. I have one referral form for pain management, vital community care, and I have an ortho consultation record. Date of service is 8/10/2021 for Mr. Marcus Edward from Dr. Gilliard. And DM is the investigations. No investigation is being ordered at this time. The DM patient already has a cane. I have provided back brace and a tech unit to bring him some further healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 5 days. Direct contact, yes. The patient will be scheduled for lumbar epidural striation in 10 days. Thank you.